بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد I promise to do a master class on decision making inshallah so that is what we will do now I suggest you take some notes otherwise you are not going to remember this I will do this inshallah 15 minutes. The first and most important thing to do is to identify the most important things that you need to decide about. Not every decision has the same weightage. So what constitutes an important decision? There are three things. Number one, the effect of that decision. How heavy is it going to be? How important, how heavy, how critical, how serious, within quotes sometimes, in some cases, how threatening potentially. Second thing is, how long will the effect of that decision last? So, even if it's a difficult decision or a heavy decision, maybe it doesn't last for a long time. So, it's not that important. So, is it something which lasts for a long time? And third thing is, what is the cost of taking a wrong decision? So, if these three things are important enough, then that decision is a critical decision. Now, what you need to do in that decision? Now, some examples of these decisions. One of the, probably especially a lot of young guys here, one of the most critical ones is, who do you marry? Absolute. It's a heavy decision, it's a lifelong decision, and the effect of that is, you know, long. And the cost of making a wrong choice is very heavy. You marry the wrong man or wrong woman and you are in serious trouble, right? So, that's one. Some other decisions, including something, for example, like buying a car. I mean, you know, you don't buy a car every day, so which is a good car to buy and so on, depending on what people are giving you. Maybe buying a house, a job, choosing a career in one line or the other line, and so on and so on, including higher studies. For example, do you want to go for a particular course or some other course? For example, do you want to do pre-med and go into becoming a doctor, a physician, or do you want to be a nurse practitioner, right? You still make good money, the workload and so on, study is not that heavy, doesn't take that long, faster return, and so on. So, different kinds of decisions. Now, the first thing to do with any decision is to decide on what I call the essentials. The essentials are those things without which that decision, that thing is not acceptable, right? The essentials are absolutely critical for you to decide in favor of that decision. So, take marriage for example, easiest to illustrate, that's why I'm using that. You might say, as a man, the woman must be Muslim. Essential. If she is not Muslim, I don't care what else is there, I will not consider. Then you might say, well, Muslim meaning, because we are from Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, she must be a Sunni Muslim. So if she is of, she may be a Muslim, but she is from some other sect, we do not I will not marry that lady because she is not from Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Essential, meaning that now a proposal comes to you where there is this woman, she is very beautiful, she is wealthy, she is highly educated, she is very, very well connected and so on and so on and so on. But she is not a Muslim from the Ahlul Sunnah. You say, no, thank you very much, not for me. The reason I'm giving you this example is because it's easiest to illustrate, and the point I want to make here is essentials means that you have to be clear in your mind that this is what we call a go, no-go situation. right? It is a live or die situation. It's a make or break situation. So if the essential is not there, you are not going to consider anything else. Say, for example, you want to buy a house. So we say, okay, brother, make you know a list of essentials. So you say the essentials, again, remember the word essential. You say essential is the house must have 3 bedrooms with attached bathrooms. The house must be less than 10 miles from my work. These are the 2 essentials. So now I find you a house which is 15 miles away from your work, has 3 bedrooms with attached bathrooms. Will you take it or you don't take it? You don't take it. No matter how stupid that sounds, you do not take it because it does not satisfy your essential. The point I want to make for you is that is the reason why you should be very clear in your mind about essentials. The biggest confusion happens, the reason why people take bad decisions is because they decide on some things as essentials and then they go and change them. Then they get a proposal, khalas, you are done, you are finished, you can't make a decision. Essentials means that go, no go. No matter how nice that other part looks, you will not touch it because it does not satisfy your essentials. What it also means is, the more the number of essentials, the narrower your choice. So, for example, if you say, this girl I want to marry must be Muslim, must be Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, must be Ashari, must not be Maturidi, must be Somali, from Somaliland, not from Somalia, must be... You can say all this. You can say anything you want, right? Make a list of 25. The result, you'll probably end up and saying, now I have to make dua, Ya Rab, create this woman because she does not exist. Right? Because all this long list I made, now there is no such thing. So be clear about that. Essentials cannot be changed, but the more essentials you have, the narrower your choice. Then, the second part is what I call desirables. Now, desirables are those things which are nice to have, but not essential. It should be clear in your mind, absolutely clear. Nice to have. If it is there, good. If it is not there, no problem. But essentials, without that, I will not decide. So, now what you do with the desirables is, so you have these 2 choices. Here is choice 1, choice 2. You say choice 1, essentials are these, desirables. Choice 2, essential, desirable. Now, you say the desirable, what you do is, you give them what we call weightage. So, for example, the house example. House must have 3 bedrooms with attached bathroom, must be 10 miles from my work. Now, desirables must be in a nice neighborhood. How many, on a weightage scale of 1 is to 10, how many points do you want to give to that? Nice neighborhood, how many points? 1 is to 10, 5 points. Okay, 5 points, right? Then you might say, this house must have a nice garden with a lawn in front. How many points to that? 10. That's it. That important? Okay, that important. 10 points, right? You might say, this house also must have a very fancy kitchen. How many points? 8 points. So, 8 and 10 is 18 plus 5 is how much? 23. So, 23 points. So now you got another house where it has the nice neighborhood, has a great kitchen, but the front lawn is, you know, kind of shoya shoya. So you say, well, now add up these points. It's not coming 23, it's coming to maybe 17. And another one is coming, when I add up the points, it's coming to 22. So I choose the one which is 22 instead of 17. You get the point? Okay, so what we are doing here is we are taking the whole decision-making process and making it into a measurable method which you can institute. And you will get fantastic decisions. So, quick recap is number 1, I told you 15 minutes. This is just 9 minutes, alhamdulillah. Number 1, what's the number 1? 2 points. Essentials and desirables. Very nice. What about essentials? Quick turn. Essentials must be what?
Clear in your mind.
Clear in your mind. Number 1. Number 2?
Go or no go.
Go or no go. Absolutely. Can you change them? Once you make them, can you change them? Nope. Once you make them, you don't change them. Right? And how many essentials should you have?
One.
No, really. I mean, seriously. Make sure it is essential. Because if you load up too many essentials, your decision becomes very tough. The choice completely narrows down. One of the places where a lot of young guys, they get into trouble is with careers. Because they say, you qualify, you get a good degree, but I must be close to my mom and dad. I must be in my town. You just destroyed 3/4 of your option, brother. Allah gave you the whole world, ardullahi wasiya, but you are saying, no, my ard is only West Springfield. Then you are dead before you started, right? So you have to give yourself options. Keep it open. But on the converse side, if you keep everything open, then you will be spinning around like a top. I mean, you will not be able to decide anything. This is also good, that's also good, that you no decision. So don't do that. Don't do this or that, right? Essentials. And desirables, now what must you do with them? Desirables? Quick. Weightage, correct, absolutely. Put weightage on the desirables. On a scale of 1:10, how much is each one, how many numbers you want to put to that. And then when you have these two options, here is option one, satisfied all essentials, satisfies the desirables, this is the number. Here is option two, satisfies all essentials, desirable number is that much, you take the one which is more, right? How about if you have this option, satisfied all essentials, the other one satisfies all desirables, but one essential is missing. Will you choose that? Nope. You will not choose that. Believe me, this thing is painful. When you are doing that, sometimes it is painful. But you will never regret it. This much I'll tell you. If you are clear about your essentials, the decision will be a good decision. Right? And you avoid for yourself a lot of confusion, a lot of unnecessary talk, because it gets you nowhere. Instead of that, get your essentials clearly. Point number one, point number two, point number three, khalas. Then you're done. Desirables, okay, nice. Nice to have. Alright? Is it clear? Jazakumullah khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the opportunity to make good decisions which are good for us in the dunya and akhirah. Wallah akhirah, inshaAllah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa rahmatika.